Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the death toll from the devastating floods in Spain earlier this week has risen to over 200 as torrential rains continue to threaten other parts of the country now. I'm joined by Spanish correspondent Jaime Velasquez and Mike McDowell, who lives in Chateauvieux, about 45 minutes south of Valencia. Jaime, can I turn to you first of all? What can you tell us about the ongoing rescue operation there?
Well, the firefighters and the rescue teams are working around the clock at the moment, trying to find those people missing before it's too late. Now that the water has withdrawn from several areas in the disaster zone, rescue teams are able to search car by car to look for people that are missing, trying to, you know, with the hope that they will find them alive, and also trying to pump out water from basements and underground parkings that have become a mousetrap for many, many residents that tried to move their cars, or they were already on the road when the flash flood came in on Tuesday evening. But it's very complicated, as the disaster zone is a very vast and large area, and rescue teams are pretty overwhelmed. They are trying to reach and get as far as they can. Unfortunately, the death count continues to rise, as you know, 3 days after the flash flood. We've seen, for example, underground passages completely flooded with nearly 20 cars inside or still underwater, and the firefighters trying to pump out this water.
It's so tragic that they have to go to car by car, search car by car, in the hope at this point of finding maybe someone who's still surviving, but possibly and grimly much worse, and the death toll may rise. I know you're in a town called Alfafar, if that's correct, Jaime, south of Valencia. Yeah. What's it like there?
Well, when I arrived in the morning, the situation was terrible. The streets were covered in mud. Cars were still piling up debris all around the area, and a lot of residents walking for minutes and hours trying to reach a nearest point where they can find groceries and water. Fortunately, here in Valencia, the response from the population, from normal people here, has been amazing. We've seen thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, crossing the bridges and reaching the disaster zone with shovels and brooms to help remove all these debris and mud, with water, with groceries, nappies for the children. The response has been tremendous, and we've seen, like, in a matter of hours, how all these volunteers and the residents have been able to advance to open roads and removing cars out of the road as well. Obviously, there's still a lot to do. And among residents, there's always this feeling of where are the emergency services? Where are they? Why do we have to do this? Why? Yeah. Do the residents or the volunteers have to do this? But the truth is that the rescue teams are really, really right now working around the clock,
and
they must be
exhausted in that rescue and recovery operation at this point. Can I ask you really briefly about the weather warnings for other parts of the country, Jaime?
Yeah, the Spanish Meteo Agency has issued a red alert in the western side of Andalusia for Huelva, which that we have seen already tornadoes and a lot of rain coming that side. And also here in Valencia, we're expecting some rainfall as well. but also a little bit up north towards Catalonia, we have an orange alert, which is a level down the red alert, and we're expecting heavy rainfalls as well. Some rivers have already overflown there, but we hope that the situation is going to be different to what happened here, because obviously the warning came maybe a little bit late for especially those 100 people that have already lost
their
lives.
Let's hope that it won't be as bad, and the warnings are going to be will come a lot quicker. Jaime Velasquez, thank you very much indeed in Alfafar. Mike McDowell, you're very welcome to the programme as well. You spoke with us on Wednesday, and people will remember you describing your experiences as rains came down. What can you tell us about the issues people in the villages around you now are facing at the moment?
Actually, at the moment, the people of the villages are coming out in droves to donate products and supplies and equipment. There are donation centres set up in every town, every village. I've just come back from my local donation centre, where their number one priority is baby formula. They're looking for all sorts of baby supplies, you know, the usual thing, pacifiers, talcum powder, bottles, clothes, nappies. But baby formula is their number one priority. Second on their list is hygiene products for children and adults, gel, shampoo, toothbrushes and toothpastes, you know, all that sort of thing, tampons, deodorant. Because, well, as you might imagine, if your house is suddenly flooded with muddy water and your sewers are flushed through into your garden, you know, everybody's filthy, and it's important to start getting people clean. They've also asked for medications, sleeping bags, camping equipment, towels, blankets.
All the basics. What about food and clean drinking water, Mike?
They have indeed also. It's actually not way up there on their high, the top of their list of priorities, but bottled water and any foods, canned foods that will not perish. They've asked for those as well, if anybody has any spare. And also, and this is quite important too, food for dogs and cats and collars, leashes, cat litter, all that sort of thing. We've actually been told not to go to our local supermarket and buy goods to donate.
Why?
Because deliveries are not getting through to the supermarkets at the moment. All of our local supermarkets and then donate it, and we ourselves then won't have any prospect of any food. You know, we don't know when next our local supermarket is going to get delivery. We've all been told to keep off the roads.
Well, unfortunately, that line is suffering at the moment. Mike McDowell, what we'll do is we'll leave it there for the moment, but I can tell you that the devastation we're seeing, and that you're seeing as well, I'm sure, in broadcast media and print media, is so extensive that it's going to take, you would imagine, weeks, if not longer, to get normal, basic, fundamental services back up and running, as Mike has been describing there, and Jaime Velasquez beforehand. But Mike McDowell, for the moment, thank you. And Jaime Velasquez, Spanish correspondent, thank you as well.